He said, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep you in the way, to keep thee in the way, and bring you into the place which I have prepared for you." Now, God is the one that sent the angel. Look at what he says in the next verse. Don't joke with him. I tell my wife, when I'm in church, leave me alone. No, please, I'm not your husband. Please, God. When we get home, we take it over. No, I'm serious. She cannot be so familiar. By the help of the Holy Ghost, she doesn't do what God commands. Your cousin came here. You remember her? She said, from Nigeria, Daddy. She said, during the service, pastor said something. And she began to practice that thing. When she said she was visiting, she got back to Nigeria. And the thing was working. Then she began to tell her friends. It began to work. Daddy, I almost asked her, what did I say? Can you tell me? Please, God. Can you please tell me so that I can be doing it too? Daddy, when she came back, she gave me a fat bull. Praise God. That, you know, a fat bull. You know, from other country, they don't give check. Mint. I said, "Go, I will serve you till I see you." Now, you see, this is what angels. So I can't confront this thing without support. It's not by mouth. They will kill me. You think they don't know we tamper with it? Yeah. They know, because they will feel it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, see what the Bible says here. It says, "Beware of this angel and obey his voice." Don't say he doesn't know what he's saying. He said, make sure you don't provoke him, because he will not pardon your transgression. I'm backing him up. My name is in it. Everything he's doing it in my name. Praise the Lord. Daddy, I was telling you the story. I was sharing the story of that ram, Daddy. When the ram got into the house, just anointed his house, period. Praise God. The ram got confused. Instead of the man to run away, the ram could not even go away. It was locked up in his house. After 2 weeks, the man didn't have need for it. He just pushed the ram out. Daddy, you know what happened? The Omonile started running away from him. Amen. Because they must not see him alive. If they see the man alive, they are the one that will die. Amen. You won't lose dominion. Yeah. Can you see that? Now they can never come and harass him over the land again. Because they must not see the guy alive. The way they constructed it is that, mommy, you will hear news. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid. Let me just share this with you. One day we were shouting. I don't know if you remember. Somebody came to church. After service, you know how people come to see me. And God said, that woman that is coming, make sure, don't let her talk to you. Praise God. But she knew what she was coming to do, so she cornered me. And at that time, I was still polite. I'm no longer polite in that respect now. It can't happen again. So I was gentle. I didn't want to be rude. She said early. I didn't want to be rude. Anyway, she talked to me. Daddy, it was after service. Immediately she talked to me, I knew something changed in my body. I started losing composition. I knew something has changed. I looked back. I saw her looking at me, waiting for, this is not the yoga. It won't be yoke at all, but you won't know it. Amen. Don't worry. It doesn't fall to you. Don't run. Because if you run, then there's trouble. You go, they say, I'm not going to church again. You can't do that. We are saved. We are doing what? Saved. God used it to build me up. Daddy, it was after service. I knew something has changed in my body. I called D. I said, D, that woman hit me. People were already leaving. So I called two other ministers. We were using the upper floor. You know, we know the lower floor. We were using that upper floor. They gave us all that upper floor that day. So they began to pray in the spirit, 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 pray in the spirit. Somebody was waiting to see me. And I knew I can't see anybody. So I went to see that person. I said, don't worry, I can't talk to you now. I will talk to you tomorrow. Daddy, as I was talking to that person, my spirit roared from inside. I didn't mean to speak in tongues, but it's like if you have a stomach reaction, shaga. If you are, maybe you ate something and that thing just body does not want shaga. Daddy, I just screamed from the inside. I spoke out in the Holy Ghost. The person I was speaking with, he didn't know what's happening. Praise God. Because in 1 minute we were speaking English. And then 1 minute pastor was, he didn't know I was throwing it out. You won't die. Yo. Daddy, I threw that thing out. That woman, when I saw her, and of course she left. I don't know what I mean, but she will feel it. Because when I saw her the next time, she came to church only one time after that. You won't die. Amen. But we are good. Say we are good.
We are good.
Yeah. God just let me know that so that I must be instant. I must be instant. But they can't come here again. You see that door? Alarm one day. When they get there, the alarm will stand. Eh? The angel will just say, I want to sorry, I'm okay. Let's just give God in your hand, clap. Praise the Lord. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If you are be mine, I will surely be. Come and see, come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If you are be mine, I will surely be. Do you see? Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If you are my man, I will surely see. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If you are my man, I will surely pay. Let's give this God a holy heart. Give him glory, give him thanks. We are secured in him. We are protected. We are heavily defended. We thank him. We thank you, Daddy. We bless you. Through the greatness of your power, shall your enemies submit themselves to thee. Thank you, O Lord. Everybody is safe and secured. Of all you gave to me, Jesus said, I did not lose any of them. They are free from every persecution of the enemy. Amen. No insurrection will grieve anyone. Amen. Bible says when he brought them out, he suffered no man to do them harm. He reproved kings on their behalf, saying, touch not man anointed, do my prophets no harm. Lord, whoever stay at the fire, let him be roasted by it.
Amen.
For may we be free serving you. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Have your seat in his presence in Jesus' name. To God alone be all the glory. You may never have heard me share that news story before. It's because it's unnecessary. What is going on? Yeah. But we are fine. To God be the glory. Don't forget it. You don't watch what you don't want. So you won't waste. We thank God for it. fresh oil. Psalm 92, verse 10. You know, it's a shame for somebody saying he's not going to church. It's a shame. You don't know the devil. Somebody gave a testimony concerning the aircraft on that Tuesday, on that Wednesday. In a dream, she shared the testimony this last second service. She's left now. In a dream of the night, she saw herself in an aircraft, blue and red, the same color with Southwest. And the plane was about to crash. He said they were descending so fast. Suddenly she said, oh, she called a friend who in that dream was in that aircraft with her. They rushed to the bathroom. And they began to pray. No, this plane will not crash. I said, when they got to the bathroom, this bathroom turned out to be a room that, you know, few of them can stay in there. So suddenly, there are some other people that joined them there, and they were praying. She said she prayed that prayer, and she woke up, still praying. So she came to church. And so in the morning, she heard that aircraft was about, you know, that Southwest aircraft that made the emergency landing at Philadelphia. Ah, so she woke up. She said, well, what does this mean? She heard the news, really. And she remembered that's the color of the aircraft she was said to be in. She said, well, I can't make meaning out of it because I'm not traveling. Anyway, so she came and told me. I said, it was not for you by the Holy Ghost. It was not for you that that was in the aircraft. God stirred up your spirit to pray for somebody on that aircraft. I said, let's go and find out who on that aircraft is a Christian. Go and Google it. The pilot of that aircraft is a Sunday school teacher in our church. In fact, you say you won't serve God, how will he save you? You think coming here we are wasting our time? Let evil show up. He said, I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. He said, look at it. Look, don't joke. Ready? The pastor of that church, like I would do for anybody here, said they are not surprised she survived because she serves God. She's a born-again Christian. In fact, when she landed the plane, the first thing she texted was, God is good. No, it's on the internet. Praise the Lord. God is good. I told Nima was the lady that I said, I will try and locate how we can contact her so she will know how God raised intercessor to land the plane. I got somebody who will vote for me so that I become president. I think Bossy, we are getting more now. Because my agenda is, if I become president, everybody must go. Church is not a park, my people. Don't let people, God will root those who are making light of church out of church. Those pastors that don't make people go to church. Because some people, it's because of how they were treated in church that they swear not to go back to church. But God will ship those ones out and bring his sheep in Jesus' name. Malachi 3:17. He said, they shall be mine, said the Lord, in that day when I... Can I tell you a secret why God will not let me die? There are not many laborers, Daddy. There are not... People are laboring for themselves. Praise God. We labor for God here. Praise. He said, laborers are few. There are no people laboring. Now, see what he said in verse 18. And you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. And those who serve God, Shagar, those lives will have been lost that day. And there will be nothing to say about it. But what happened? God spared them because of a woman who served God. I want you to stand up on your feet. Because you shouldn't be coming to church as if there is no portion in it. We are not wasting our time here. We are paying our premium to secure our indemnity. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand to God and thank you. So, Lord, don't anything that will turn me away from you, turn that thing away from me. In the name of Jesus, anything that will turn me away from you, the plane has not taken off when God took care of the case. The plane has not taken off. My sister was sleeping in the night. The plane took off in the morning. But God intervened. She didn't land it. God overtook the incident. Talk to God today. Anything that is taking to turn me away from you, turn that thing away from me. In the name of Jesus. Let's lift this church up before God and say, God, anything that will seek, that is seeking to stop what you are doing, stop that thing. In the, you won't gather where God is not. You won't be found there, my people. I will not be found there. Judge it. God, we give you permission. We say, God, whatever is seeking to stop what you are doing in our midst, we refuse it. We reject it. We condemn it. God, judge it, Ashley. Lastly, give us joy to continue following you. Let me continue with joy. Don't let me say there is nothing in it for me. My people, a day is coming that God will set up his jewels. And he will spare me, he will spare you. As a man spareth his son that served him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and they that serve God and they that serve him not. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Have your seat in his presence. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. As mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds them that hope in his mercy. The people will trace God to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 10. My own shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. You have a horn. That horn is your strength for dominion. The unicorn is like, as an animal, like a bull. It doesn't have too many horns, only one. And that one horn is in the middle of his head like this. But don't come near that horn. That horn is brutal. That horn is exalted or empowered. But what maintains it is fresh oil. My horn shall thou exalt. Your sphere of influence in the family will not be broken.
Amen.
Your influence at work will not be broken.
Amen.
Among friends and peers, you won't lose your own.
Amen.
When the own is broken, the person's defense or strength is lost. But our own own shall be anointed with fresh oil. Lighthouse. The word fresh means new. Something that has not been used before. We cannot be using yesterday's oil as fresh oil today. The seal of that oil had been broken. And God said you can't put new wine in old wineskin. Job talking about the freshness of his glory in Job chapter 29, verse 20. Fresh oil connotes fresh impacts, fresh experience, new level. You won't use old oil. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look at what he says in Job chapter 29, verse 20. He said, my glory was fresh in me. Like today, some people, when they wake up, How is it today? Oh, you know, another day, same old, same old. Don't say that, okay? Never say that. It's a new day. And his mercies are new every morning. That's the freshness for new exploits or new experience. Never bring yesterday's experience to today as if today offers no new or fresh oil. You must reckon it accurately. He said, my glory was fresh in me, and my bow, talking about my strength, was renewed in my hand, my instrument of war. And see the effect of that. And unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silent at my counsel. They knew what he said yesterday would not be as new as what he's saying today. The necessary delight we find in coming to church is the freshness of the food being served. Are you here? We wait for Sunday. I wait for Sunday. We wait for the next video. It's because of the newness of grace that is served. That newness will not expire in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at verse 22. After my words, nobody can speak again. What will anybody say again? Who has a word like this man? Nobody has anything to say again. And my speech dropped on them like bomb. How come I say? Praise God. Many years ago, I thank God. That's why you must protect the oil you carry. I went to preach in a place. It used to be our church. Long years ago, a young man came to church. And after the church, he came to me and said, wow, everything you were saying. He said, how did you know it? I said, well, it's the anointing of God. He said, I wish it's like a jacket. I should just give it to you. He said, I should take your man. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Praise the Lord. When we were in Sheraton that day, there's a man that came there. He's a truck driver. He checked in the hotel. So in the morning, he came and sat and worshiped with us. So after the service, he met me at the lobby. I didn't know. He just came because he said, sir, I'm a truck driver. I'm going and I travel a lot. I just checked into this hotel and I'm on my way. Only those things you were saying, where did you learn it? I said, well, it's the Holy Spirit. He said, you went to school for it, he didn't catch it. I'm telling you, I'm quoting him. He said, you went to school for it? I said, no. He said, so how did you know it? I said, it's the Holy Spirit. He looked at me, he said, you know what you just did? You took my life from here and you brought it here. Hallelujah. Praise God. May God bless him wherever he is. Amen. He said, my words, they speak. After my words, they speak not again. My speech dropped on them. Look at verse 23. And they waited for me because of the effect of fresh glory. They waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. See the effect of fresh oil. If I laugh on them, if I make flattery of them, they won't take it that I'm making fun of them. They believe it not. Even if I'm laughing at them, if I'm using them to joke, they won't see joke in it because of fresh oil. And the light of my countenance they cast not down. Don't make him angry. Because if he does, if he stops coming here, what will happen? You see that? They did not make light. The light of my countenance they cast not down. They want to make me happy all the time because of the value they derive. Look at verse 25. I choose their way and sat chief and dwelt as a king in their army. You won't lose influence. Amen. My dear brother and sister, fresh oil brings us into fresh domain of influence. You must be thirsty for it. Don't be content. That's a very dangerous despondency. It's a caprice of the wicked to slay a man. Look at King David. King David was anointed as king 3 times, but each time for a new level. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. I should be pitied if all there is all I am now. That person is dead. But new oil, and that's why I thank God for this fresh oil it dealt to us, will bring you into new sphere of influence, new level of influence. You will know the taste of it. And then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David where? In the midst of it. So he became a person of note among his brethren. They didn't note him, they didn't notice him before, if you remember. He was at the backside of taking care of sheep. When they said, bring all your children, the father didn't have no note. It has no influence among them. Until the man of God said, no, there's one more remaining. He was anointed where? In the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. You see, you are enough to change the status of the family. Yes. Let's stand up on our feet. Because you won't be like this again. Yeah. I want us to lift up your hearts to God. Use me to change the trend of things in my family. They began to take note of Jesse because of his son David. No, don't look at your uncle anymore. You are that uncle everybody should be looking at now. In the mighty name, you are the person, anoint me. Bible says he was anointed in the midst of his brethren. You must desire it. You have been looking up to people. It's now your turn to be. No, you are okay too now. You are okay too. People can look up to you. Why? Because of the anointing of God. David was behind the bush until God located him and changed his story. Father, use me to change the trend of things in my family. Here am I, Lord. Anoint me with fresh oil. Bring me into an area of greater glory in my family circle. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. I shared this. Please have your seat. I shared this in the first service. When we were coming to the United States, I told my mom, I said, oh, well, mommy, we'll be going to the United States. And as a parent, she didn't even say anything. She didn't say anything. She didn't say good or bad until after 3 months. After 3 months, she now called me. She said, Sonia, you told me some time ago, you said you'll be going to the United States. Oh, I said, yes, mommy. I said, I think she had overcome herself at the time. And she told me, she said, I cannot tell you not to live your life. Go, I release you. That's a major break, I tell you. You won't hold anybody from going up in Jesus' name. And nobody will hold you down in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord will command your release with them in Jesus' name. Amen. You never know how far reaching some of these things will be. She's my mom, and she didn't mean bad. She didn't mean bad. She just felt that she will miss me. But she was saying, oh. Then God gave me a word. I said, mommy, don't think like that. I said, if we are all here in Nigeria, our influence is local. And they tell us that we can't all sleep and face the same thing. You know, we won't change. Nothing will change in our story. Don't worry, mommy. When I get there, you will tell them you have a son there. Give God the hand clap. When she came here visiting, I said, mommy, you see now, if I'm within Nigeria, none of us will be here. She said, oh, don't do so. Well, you will take your family to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, sometimes we are so resistant to change, including change that will change our story. But God will take away that resistance in Jesus' name. Amen. See what happened to him the next time he was anointed. 2 Samuel chapter 2. Bible says he was anointed in the midst of his brethren. He had influence, but in the midst of his brethren. Local. Not in the city, not in the township, not in the state. But God had a better plan for him. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Lord, there's more to my life than this. Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said, go. Where must I go? Go to Hebron, where kings are made. People, go, find, go, you'll be found there. Hebron, where kings are made. So David went up Tita and his two wives also, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Canaanite. And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. Can I tell you a secret? Anywhere God locates you, it will cause people to trace you there. Have you left? Yeah, because he told him to go to Hebron, so that people can trace him to Hebron. See what happened in verse 4. And the men of Judah, they came there. And there, they did what? For a new level. They anointed him what? They anointed him king over Judah, over the house of Judah. New oil, new level. You won't be found where you are. As if that was not enough. Never say, what else can anybody ask for? There is more about you that you have not discovered. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. It was the tribe of Judah, the house of Judah, that came to meet him there in Hebron. But there are still other tribes of Israel. Then came who? All the tribes of Israel. To David, to where? Unto Hebron. And they spake to him. We discover that, you see, people will make knowing you a pride. Yeah. You know Sonia? Sonia. I know Sonia now. We used to sit together. It's because you're important too. I'm telling you, praise God. Even if they see your car pass, they'll say, I still see your car pass. What kind of pride is see somebody else's car pass? If not just because you want to associate. Well, that's how people will talk about you. You know, God told me one day. He told me, he said, how important are you if you say you know Obama was the president then? Say, how important are you if you say you know Obama? Wow. No. Bobby, I would say, but who doesn't know Obama? But how important are you if Obama says he knows you? Imagine Obama coming to New Jersey and say, oh, no, I have to stop in Sonia's house. When you see me the next year, I say, Pastor, when it is well with you, don't forget me. No, it is that. You see, because, you know, it will be a glory when people can glory by you. Praise God. Even if you live on the same street, people who live on Obama's street, we live on the same street, they don't benefit anything. Except maybe, you know, but they just, you know, but that's the glory of influence. You won't be small. Amen. Look at verse 1. He said, we have to close. He said, then came all the tribes of Judah. Because this is what these people were doing to David. You will see it now. They say, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Yes, we are related. See what he said. Also in the time past, when Saul was king over us, he wasn't doing anything. You were the one that was taking us in and out. How many of them does he know? See, when Saul was king over us, you were the one that led us out and brought us in. And the Lord said to thee, you should feed us. Stand up on your feet. Lighthouse, you won't lose influence. And they said, the Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel. Thou shalt be a captain unto them. Look at verse 3. So all the elders came to the king. He was already king. And they anointed him king. They anointed king as king. Your influence won't be small. And King David made a league with them in Hebron. And they anointed David king over Israel. I want you to lift up. Say, Lord, I'm not there yet. I won't die like this. Begin to talk to God. You must be tested for it. Don't say, what else am I looking for? You can still rule over Judah. God still has you over the earth. He ruled over Israel. He reigned for the total of 40 years. And he began to rule over Israel at the age of 33. You will not be small. You will not be reckoned small in the name of Jesus. That's what fresh oil does to you. From no oil, he began to be anointed in the midst of his brothers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't stay here and just say, I'm waiting for retirement. No. Likaba Mashanda. Daddy Gio thought of retiring at 70. And God said, you are not retiring from nowhere. I've not finished with you. You will not fail. You will not fall. Lebaba Shanda Libara. If there is no hope for a new experience, there will be nothing to live for. Say, God, settle me in Hebron, where kings are made. Cause men to trace me to where you have put me. Lord, cause the Bible says they came to him. The elders of Israel came to him. Father, anoint me with fresh oil that will locate me. That will have people locate me, my Father. They will trace you to where God has anointed you. Lord, I won't be small. I won't be small. Let's lift up our voice to God this year and say, this year, Lord, bring me to a new level. Bring me to a new level. I desire it. Fresh oil talks about new, fresh experience. What you are not before. What you didn't know before. What I can't do before. Father, increase the oil that you have put upon my head. Let it be fresh. Let it be fresh. I desire it. He said concerning Elijah, what do you want me to do for you? Only he said, I want this oil. Do you have and double of it? And his peers came and they bowed to him after he received it. They said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elijah. And they bowed to him. Well, God will locate you with that which will cause men to regard you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The men of Israel said, we are your bone, we are your flesh. You were the one that was doing this and this for us. They were forming association with him. God will bring you into the place of great glory. Let's pray for this church. He told me, he said, for those of us who are on Wednesday, he's changing the oil over this house. He's replacing the oil with a new one. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him thanks for it. And say, Lord, we will walk in the newness of that new oil. You will begin to see it. I will begin to see it. The Lord will destroy anything that seeks to upset it. But we establish us with great grace to rule and to reign by the reason of the anointing. Thank you, precious Father. We return all the glory to you. Please stretch your hand to me that I will not.